Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Vince Candelora, he's the House Minority Leader. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Vince.
Good. All right, so I have a new mission in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, this is going to mean work for me.
I can't wait.
What do I got to do now? That was the most unenthusiastic ever.
It was awesome.
It sounds like my wife when I say, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you can hear is I have an idea. Yeah.
I have to brace myself.
Hey, are you braced?
This, can we do something about the slowpoke left lane drivers? Can we institute some type of a fine, a penalty?
It probably leads to the most road rage.
Yes,
it does. It does.
So Massachusetts and New Hampshire, they fine people $50.
Not enough.
Connecticut, no, but it must have some incentive. Connecticut tried it, I think, in 2019, and the bill didn't advance. So I will see if the committee wants to put it in again. Connecticut's other problem is that we really don't have officers on the road on our highways anymore patrolling as much.
Why is that? All the retirements?
We're down to 850, roughly, state employee, state troopers, where normally we should be at 12 to 1,300. So wow. I think that's part of our other issue.
We need a special left lane task force.
We do.
You know, I don't want to get, you know, this is what happens. You say, hey, we have a problem, let's fix it. Then it's all the reasons why we can't do it.
Right.
But you're right.
No, but I think it's a good one. I mean, I think we should look at it because all of us have encountered that one driver. They're going either, you know, below the speed limit or near it. And then people are trying to pass them. They go in the middle and right lanes, and it just creates havoc.
It's a massive part of congestion.
It is.
This is why absolutely everything slows down. It's one or two knuckleheads.
Yep.
Everything basically slows down right to that speed.
The road's clear in front of them.
Right. For miles.
For miles. It's you idiots.
I saw it this morning. And even worse, he was in the left lane matching the speed of the car in the right lane next to him.
Yes.
Now there's an entire roadblock.
Done.
And no one's moving. Yeah. No one's changing anything.
I saw a dozen cars like that. They all had their flashes going, and they were chasing some station wagon.
So you know how when we had Governor Milley, he was always looking to get money out of everyone's
pocket.
Yes,
he was. Yep.
I proposed this to him once when he was in studio, and you see the little light bulb go on over his head. He's like, hey, you know what? This is not a bad idea.
Money.
I said, okay, fine on left lane drivers, but here's what you do, because this is the only way to solve it.
Okay.
You have undercover cars. You have a squad of like 5 to 10 cars. All they do all day is pull people over for this.
Beautiful. Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Every couple of years, you change the car so we don't get the gnome.
Yeah.
But you have like a Prius.
Right.
You have a dump truck.
Right.
Dump you have
truck.
Things you would never expect to be
really undercover.
Driven by state police.
A tractor. A guy in an Amish buggy.
And that
pull
person would probably be the most beloved person in the state of Connecticut.
Yes. Hero. T-shirts and everything.
Yes.
All the women.
Yep. Well, what would happen is the revenue generated by this, first of all, it would clear it up.
Yes.
It would clear the roads up.
Uh-huh.
People would just move over right away because you don't know who that is behind you.
Right.
You're not going to pull this. Well, I'm just going to slow down and dig in. Or brake check them because it might be the state police.
Exactly.
So you'll get right over. And those who don't, all of a sudden, we're generating all kinds of crazy income.
It's a good idea.
I think it's great.
Can you write it up or you have to talk to the committee first?
I have to talk to committee because it's too late for me to propose a bill. The deadline passed, but the committee is still raising bills. So I'll make a phone call to the transportation people and see if they'll raise it.
Awesome.
Who?
Don't tell us from us.
Anyone on the transportation committee anywhere near this part of the state?
We do. We have our house chair is Roland Lamar, and he's in New Haven, and our ranking member is Kathy Kennedy, who's from Milford. So we've got two people in the area.
We've met her,
We've met Kathy.
We've met
She's
her,
great.
Yeah. They're good people.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yep.
All right, hold on.
All right.
Let me write this down. This is for Ruth. Kathy Kennedy.
On this day, we were taken seriously.
Don't tell him it was me.
Right.
No. No. I'm going to say I have an idea.
Right, an idea.
I have a good idea.
Idea.
All right, so there's that. Okay, so we're going to move on this.
Yes, we are. We have to.
And as the House Minority Leader, do you have any power over...
Any pull?
This kind
I
of
have a little...
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I like to pretend I have a little bit of juice.
Cool.
So.
We like to also.
And it's Vince Candelora. He's the House Minority Leader.
Or leader.
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 He's the leader.
Leader.
Where do you think the Republicans would stand on this? Would they be against it because it's more government and more money out of people's pockets? Or would they consider this a law and order thing?
Yeah, I mean, probably law and order. We're rule followers. So people are going, breaking the rules. I think we're okay with fining them
and
for that.
Democrats would like it because it's revenue.
Yep.
It's true.
Yep, little dollars.
I think it's a win-win.
Yes. I love it.
It could be bipartisan.
I say we start this right now.
Yeah. The people who will hate us for this are the people who get fined.
Right.
But just it's very simple.
Don't be a dope.
Move over.
Exactly. Yeah, don't take residence in the
And I
the
think
fast
it would
lane.
Have to be you could only stay in the lane to pass. Because, see, one of the issues is if the roadway is 55 miles an hour, we know the left lane, if you go 55, that's too slow.
No one goes 55.
Way too slow.
But they're not going below the speed limit. But maybe we do the move over law where you need to only be in the left lane to pass cars.
That's a good one.
So like
flash your lights. Like the Autobahn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, you can't word it as slow, because if you're going the posted speed limit, you're not doing anything wrong.
Right,
yeah.
So it'd have to be like restricting the flow of traffic or something like that.
Yeah, good point, good point.
I like that.
They got to disguise it, right.
I like it. They just put it in effect where they're pushing it through in South Carolina.
Yep.
Other states have it.
Let's play it down south.
Why not us?
Exactly.
Yeah, Massachusetts has it.
And we seem to like to do what they do.
Right. We love Massachusetts.
We do.
They had weed. We have weed.
Exactly. Right. Right.
Yep.
Right. We have a team. We don't.
All right. Let's move on to state employee pay. Spending grew 10%. We're over $5 billion a year for state employees.
Ooh.
Does that seem high to you?
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, some of our upper echelon employees just make boatloads of money. And, you know, the lower ranks, we don't have a lot of state employees compared to other states. I think it's kind of proportionate. But certainly some of these wages you just want to choke on. I know some of these people. They are not worth, you know, $250,000.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, when you go to the mansion.
So Kevin Ollie is an anomaly. He's number one on the list, $11 million. But that was a payout. That was a lawsuit, right?
Yeah, he sued the state.
What did we do wrong with him? Oh, so we fired him.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was like a wrongful termination.
So I say, I'm sorry, Ollie.
And so he got paid out the rest
of the
contract.
Seems like losing is a fine enough reason to let someone go, but okay.
I don't think that's why. I think they accused him of some wrongdoing that he was able to prove he did not do.
Never accused someone of anything.
All right.
That's
bad move.
It's all bad.
Wait, someone in the state screwed up and it cost us money.
The
wow. Let me write that down.
That's impossible.
Gino Auriemma, $3.7 million. Let's just move on because he's worth every penny.
Yes, he is. Right.
Daniel Hurley, University of Connecticut, special payment head coach, $3 million. Special payment. So why did he get a special payment?
Probably a bonus, I'm guessing, for winning.
Oh, boy.
You know, the team's done well, I'm guessing.
Okay, so you get a bonus. Gotcha.
James Lawrence Mora, University of Connecticut head coach, $1.5 million. Isaac Moss, this looks like a healthcare, UConn Health Center.
Well, it kind of grows on you.
Yep. $1.4 million. Mm. Lee Wang.
Yeah, our UConn Health Center, we bleed a lot of money there.
Oh, yeah.
Do we make money on it?
No. No, we're in the hole there, $50 million a year. It's the money is just you can't even keep track of how much we subsidize.
Like, how is it chest wound?
How is it other hospitals make boatloads of money, and then our hospital... State run.
Yeah, follow me around. Watch what happens.
State run. That's the answer. State run.
State run. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's a long story.
He's like, I don't want to get into it right now. It's early.
You don't even want to know. Every year we sit through it.
I want to have a bagel.
Short version is state run.
Right, that's it. Two words.
Yeah, exactly.
Vince Candelora is on the phone. He's House Minority Leader. We're going through the top 10 highest paid employees in Connecticut. I'm going to get this name wrong, but it's Heo Fang, UConn Health Center, $1.3 million. Man, I hope like you're coming up with the cure for cancer for $1.3 million.
You better be at that price.
I'm guessing not.
Yeah. They have they have some research facilities in their facility.
Oh, okay.
But they're all sort of incubator, privately run companies that go there and do the research. So, you know, I don't want to pick on them too much, but a lot of what they're providing is really hospital services, similar to what Yale and Hartford Hospital do.
Gotcha.
Okay. But they lose money.
That's a fun name. Hey,
then you got three other people from UConn Health, $1.1, $1 million, $1
million. Damn.
That's a lot of money.
I should have been a doctor.
Yeah. You know, the only upside to this is I see dummies on TikTok making tons of money.
Right.
It's nice to see some smart people making money.
Right. Folks actually earned it.
Like, you can make money being a smart person.
Yeah, not that I licked the toilet and got like 4 million views. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. The guy who licks the toilet is making a million.
Right.
And then Brainiac. And Harford's making a million, so good.
Right. And that's the guy that's got to fix him when he comes in. He's like, I don't understand. Yeah, Nothing in my body's working.
Yeah, why did my liver die?
Stop licking toilets.
Why do my eyes yellow and I'm all jaundiced?
That's funny. The toilet lickers with the researcher in Harford,
right,
like, what happened?
More. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, how much you make? Million? How much you make licking toilets?
Right.
A million.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
All right. It's an acquired taste.
Professor, what are you doing in there licking a toilet?
I know too much.
And then finally, people are popping off this week because they're getting their new utility bills in the mail.
Popping way off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ugly. And I think it's going to be ugly for a little while. I mean, we're sort of a victim of the market because of natural gas, the liquefied natural gas going up. But I will just say to that one, don't let the politicians tell you it's the energy companies. Because what's happened is every time there was a proposal to have cheaper generation, the environmentalists fight it tooth and nail. I mean, they wanted to close Millstone 5 years ago. We fought to keep them open. I couldn't imagine what electric rates would be like if they closed.
Seriously.
So there's not a good short-term answer. A lot of it is going to have to be trying to diversify the portfolio, looking at hydro and bringing in natural gas. In the short run, we should eliminate and move it to the general fund.
It's funny, those few, I don't mean to interrupt you, but those few things you just mentioned, like we need to do this, this, and this, that will never happen because the amount of people who will argue over all those things.
About that, and that.
Yeah, we're just, all of those are year-long fights.
That whole this and that thing.
You're right. I mean, that's why it's long term. But miraculously, our commissioner of environment is now coming out and saying, you know, we should do hydro, where she opposed it all these years. So
okay.
There might be hope that these environmentalists are realizing, yeah, we can't really reduce carbon and then kill the human race. We got to kind of try to do both, you know, keep
save
humans
the
alive.
Planet, but, right. But power the planet.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we're gonna reach out to a couple of these people on the transportation committee. You're gonna float this with your people.
I'm gonna call them right now and warn them that
that's
they're
right.
getting calls from you.
All right.
The minute we hang up.
Yeah, way to go, Paul Revere.
keep us posted on your progress.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. This was not a dull Zoom meeting. You'll hear the boss going back and forth with a worker.
When the team meeting goes left.
So it's a TikTok, so they always have that.
They're probably not happy. They're probably just desperate for a bit of money that's been promised to them. I think you should be ashamed of yourself after the training you put us through. You started at, 9.50 today? Some of us were on the laptops at 8.30. You started at 9.50 and then you rabbited on about perks for a bit.
Yeah, okay. That's your opinion. That's perfectly fine. I did not start at 9.50. I have been here well before 9 a.m.
Well, why didn't you start at 9 o'clock with us?
Because there's other tasks that took priority, i.e. trying to get other people.
Well, why didn't you explain that to us? Why did we have to waste time? Why do you go quiet when we talked, just sit in variable moments of silence with you throughout 7 hours?
I was with him when he was saying we were all here at 8:30. Why were you not here until 9:50?
Right. Now he just sounds like a pain in the ass. Now
right, like you've made like your point.
Right.
Now you've made your point. You had people on your side.
Right. Yeah, like now why do you have to be quiet? Right. Why aren't you explaining this stuff
to
me?
Yeah, boss be going.
Now it's a spectacle. Yeah.
You were so fired.
Like that's what he should, but honestly that's what he should, he's, because I'm the boss. I don't have to explain everything
exactly,
I do to you.
Right. Boss.
Yeah, I don't have time
I don't
to
have
walk
to.
Around and explain everything to everybody.
I'm a double SOB backwards, pal. Live with
yeah.
it.
What is this now?
Double SOB backwards, boss.
That's good. I would love to see AJ as a boss for a day.
Oh, my God. You have to be no one here.
No one would be here.
It would be like, wait, where'd he go?
Yeah.
No, he got mad.
Just sit in variable moments of silence with you throughout seven and a half hours a day for what, £130?
So the guy who's laughing is watching, recording, and he's on mute.
That's okay. The guy's screen recording.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rubbish. Right. Because totally. It's absolute crap, and it is a shambles. And I wish more people here would have the guts to say that, because the people have...
Oh, my God.
Okay, cool.
A few moments later...
Stanley resigned.
Stanley.
Bye, Stanley.
Somebody stalked him on his LinkedIn and said he rips through jobs quickly.
Oh, okay. So Stanley's a pain in the ass.
Stanley's a pain
He's
in the ass.
He's never happy. Right.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, Stanley. When you see Stanley's hot dogs in the corner.
I was going to say, when he starts begging for people to chime in and like agree with him and no one does, that should tell you everything you need to know.
Why yeah. don't you want mustard on your hot dog? I'm not going to put ketchup on your hot dog. That's a shambles. A shambles, I tell you.
You know, when he goes home and tells his wife, yeah, I left.
She's like, who are you?
No, you think she's surprised?
No.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, another job.
You lost another job, did you? That's the third one this month. This whole thing's a shambles. Well, the word shambles.
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 All right. Florida man injured by falling iguana during an outdoor yoga class.
This happens, man. The temperature drops. So do the iguanas. They come down hard.
Yeah.
And they get all those spikes.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
The little ones in Florida?
Yeah. Oh, they're not little. They're like 20, 30 pounds.
No, iguanas are not small.
Oh, yeah. No,
what am I thinking of the little ones?
You're thinking
the little Geico guys.
The yeah. salamanders and geckos.
Yeah.
No, iguanas are bigger than your foot.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one in Florida.
Oh, they're awesome.
I've seen the giant cockroaches.
Yeah.
They call them palmetto bugs, just to be polite.
Well, guess what? The iguanas eat those.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Iguanas are big. It looked like they used iguanas in like some of those old movies in the 50s, like yeah. the Gila monsters, like that. There was iguanas.
Yeah.
They just, you know, filled them really big and threw them in a
Yeah, they made
town.
It look big. They built a little tiny city around them.
Exactly.
No, I know what they look like. I just never saw one in Florida.
Yeah. They're all in the wild.
Although, especially like Miami. The further you go down south, the more iguanas you'll find.
Just a little iguanas, like when you're at a hotel in Florida and you see them running around. It's like, oh, this is,
yeah,
I typically
cute.
See them in a glass container.
Right, yeah. And you're in your biology class.
So do we need to set this up, or is it just, it's just basically a yoga class and then an iguana falls out of a tree and lands on a guy?
They say it's about 20 to 30 pound iguana.
How far of a fall do we know?
Out of a tree?
Probably a good size
fall.
A good
distance, because you hear a pretty good thud. You'll know when he gets hit.
Okay.
So you're going to hear the yoga class going on, then you're going to hear him get hit and react to it.
Okay.
Now release the arms. Bring your right hand behind you. And take your left hand across. One. Two. Three. Guys, I think we're going to close the class right now. I'm going to take care of somebody that's in...
What's that move called? Downward iguana?
It's called ow. It's called night-night. It didn't sound like a baseball hitting a glove at like high pressure.
I'm sorry, but if I'm warmed up, I'm stretched out, and I'm in this class... I don't care if someone was just hit by an iguana. We're continuing.
Right. Yeah. Just work it out.
It takes a long time to get into those where you're like, I'm stretched and now I can do it.
Yep.
Now.
What a sound, huh?
That was a thud.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good punch.
They'd say about a 30-pound iguana nailed him.
Jesus.
From a distance. That hurts.
Yeah. I say, okay, Jimmy, you go and get that checked out. We're going to continue.
That's a nice hat you got. What is that?
Called scammed or duped by a mooch, which I think is funnier.
Yeah, the word mooch came up.
Mooch.
We're bringing mooch back.
All right, Chris in Fairfield.
How you doing?
Hey, good, thanks.
Yeah, it was that was a classic. I think me and my buddies were about 12. This, you know, we're collecting throwing stars and wanted to get switchblades. So we're like, let's go to the city.
Right.
You know, we're here, we can get them in Times Square. So typical, we were walking around and we saw the little stores that sell all the stuff. And we asked, like, hey, you know, where can we get these switchblades? They're actually the stiletto knives, the ones that popped out.
Yeah.
Like, well,
those are better, actually.
Too
yeah.
Young.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. They were the cool ones. It's like, we can't sell them to you. You're too young, but go see my buddy. You know, he's around the corner. Talk to him. And the guy's like, yeah, we can get it this day. He's like, give me the money. Come around the corner. Comes back with a bag, you know, little paper bag closed up, looked like, you know, square like the box. And then he's like, yeah, but you can't let anybody see this. You know, you guys, you know, go open this, go back to the train. Walk around.
They had it all together, man.
Well, they saw a bunch of lollipops.
Hopefully that wasn't the only kid that day. Got about a block away, opened up, and it was a damn Clark bar.
Clark bar.
You know what, though? A Clark bar is delicious.
You know what? I kept it. Honestly, I brought it home. I was so pissed. I kept it. I kept it for about 20 years, and I finally, after a move, I just threw it out.
Just so you know, 20 years later, it's still fresh.
Well, did you keep it to remind you
of what you did?
Of a lesson to not trust people?
Never again. That's the last time I've ever been burned like that.
Wow. Yeah.
I haven't seen a Clark bar in 20 years either.
No, but you know what's interesting? You should have known by the weight.
Yeah. This is a feeling.
You know, honestly, I should have. I had no idea. You know, they were, you know, the knives. I eventually ended up getting one. You know, we ended up finding like a place to mail order them or something. But, it was.
I forgot what movie I saw that in. But, you know, as soon as you see that blade just come out.
Yeah.
From the handle,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah. Billy Joel's got a song about it. Stiletto, yeah.
Yep, they were the coolest. You know?
Yeah. All right, Chris.
That was my scam.
That's great. I love how you kept the Clark bar for 20 years.
You did.
I put it in a box. It's like I paid $25 for this thing.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. It's staying here.
Most expensive Clark bar ever.
Thank you, Chris.
I should, you know, I just heard the auction segment. I should have auctioned it.
Right.
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 Thank you, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks. Have a great one.
Now
you too.
I'm a Clark Barber.
Duped by a mooch or scammed.
Yeah.
Same thing. 1-877-764-2535. Patricia in Milford.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. What's your scam story?
Scam story. We wanted getting company tickets for Citi Field. Waited till last minute, went through a popular resale site, and the guy called back, sent pictures of the tickets and everything, went to New York.
Man.
He was in the city, so it was like a half hour from Citi Field. Drove in, got the address, got his number, got the tickets. They were all legit. My boyfriend had them in his pocket, met up with some friends that we met at Playing in the Sand a year before. Couldn't wait to see them. They were floor tickets. We were all excited. Pulled the tickets out, and they fell apart.
Oops.
So bring them up to have the tickets checked, and they're like, can't take these.
Right.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of those stories.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sporting
and,
event tickets, yep.
$300 later, we wound up not seeing the show because the box office didn't do anything about it. And I actually called the precinct where the guy was in New York, filed a report. Nothing was done with that either.
Yeah.
I still have the tickets. They just completely fell apart. They looked all legit and everything.
Yep.
And they got hot and separated. So we never got to get in company there.
I don't know what the solution is to that. Like, one, buy them right from, you know, Live Nation or whatever.
Last minute, yeah.
I went to Yankee Stadium on opening day just as a whim one year.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's always sold out. It was a beautiful Friday, completely sold out. I see this guy near the gate. He's like, hey, you want these tickets? They're great seats, X amount of money, whatever's on the actual, you know, face value.
Yeah.
I said, walk over to the counter with me.
Yeah.
And then I'll have the money in my hand.
Right.
They scan, they go, I hand you the money.
Right.
That's what we did. But I've heard so many stories.
Oh, so he did it.
Oh, yeah, no,
okay,
and it was
so
fine.
He was legit.
He walked over.
Okay, I thought he was going to say, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah. No, okay. It worked.
Wow.
But I have family members who bought tickets for country shows through like a Facebook thing. Totally scammed. Lost the money.
Wow.
That's what's happening now. They're not even selling individual tickets. They don't even wait for like a Dead & Company or a Yankee Stadium. They just invent this whole event that doesn't exist, and they spend like $60 to promote it on Instagram. And people just start buying tickets without looking.
Yeah.
They just post a fake. It's like, oh, look at this festival with all these people coming. And everyone's like, cool. And then there's no festival.
Man.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Sandy in Middletown.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
If that
and
is
you?
Your name.
If that is your name.
If that is your name, Sandy.
You're scamming us.
No, that's, well, my real name is Sandra, sorry.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So, what do you got? Sandra?
Sandy, were you scammed?
I was, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear, okay, yes, I was, very much so.
Okay, good.
An ex-boyfriend that I started going out with a couple months after my bank account was nothing, she went and bought 10 iPhones and somehow got into my bank account and also bought from other stores. I can't remember, but it's been like 7 years now. But
wow.
Yep. 10 iPhones, wiped my bank account out.
How long were you guys going out?
At that time, probably a year. And that ended quickly.
That sucks.
It's a lot in 1 year.
A year, there's a lot of trust in a year,
I think. Yeah, you think. Right?
Yeah, I thought so, but yep.
Now, looking back, were there any signs that this person could do something like this?
Like saying, where's your bank account number?
I never let anybody have my information, so.
She dug around the house.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't, I'm assuming. I mean, they had to have, you know.
Yeah.
So. What do you mean, they?
Well, between him now, who I was dating, and his ex, they must have been in on it together, so.
Why was his ex?
It's crazy. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. You're one of these people that's too nice.
Way too nice.
You know what? True. That's why that's it. I'm done. No more dating.
That's it.
You're done being nice.
Right. That's it.
I'm done being nice. Absolutely.
Gloves are off, damn it.
Yeah. Don't stop dating. Just be done being a doormat.
Unfortunately, the next person's going to pay for it.
That's what happens.
Right? A nice person. Why won't you be nice to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Sandy.
So that was a bad one.
That is a bad one.
Yes, it is.
Bank account gone.
Right. Damn iPhones.
I mean, I did get the money back, but it took several months, you know.
Right. Oh, okay. You got it back. So happy ending.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a nightmare.
And a lesson learned.
Thank you, Sandy. Wow.
Where's Sandra? I don't know.
Oh, Sandra.
Sandra, Sandy.
Maybe. You trust somebody, and then they take it.
All right.
Take your money.
You broke my heart.
Nick and Guilford.
Hi there, guys.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. So I got scammed at a gas pump from the old school skimmer devices.
We all have.
Okay. I've only recently heard about this the last couple of years on this show.
Put a reader in there.
Yeah. I was filling up at a gas station in Niantic, put my card in, put the pin in, you know, pumping gas. All of a sudden I go to hang the pump up and the door just pops open. And I work at a gas station, so immediately I realize that's not supposed to do that. Go inside to let the guy know. Usually when the doors pop open, it's either they're doing maintenance on the pumps or someone's doing what they're not supposed to be doing.
Oh, wow.
Putting a skimmer device in. So I go in and tell the guy, and he just comes outside, locks the pump door back up, doesn't even want to look at it. So 2 days go by. I start seeing charges for $400 a pop at ATMs all the way up in upstate New York.
Wow.
So they cleaned out my account. So. Yeah.
And you can't get that back?
I got it back. It took several months, but when you guys are at a gas pump, if you see the little red sticker, it's a security seal. You don't see one, don't use it.
Gotcha.
Where are these located, these little red stickers?
Yeah, where would you find one?
So usually they could be on the little lock port where the key goes in on the pump, or they could be on the pump door itself. So basically, wherever the pump is going to be open, usually that's where they put the seals.
Okay.
I pay cash, so.
You're good.
Smart. Yeah. Smart.
Now, I cover the keypad with my hand so they don't see my coat, like if there's some camera somewhere.
Wow.
Does that help or not at all?
No. So basically, if another way to check for the skimmers, if you just go where you insert the credit card, debit card, whatever you want to use, if you just gently pull on it, if it's moving at all, that's a sure sign, too, that there might be a skimmer in it.
Man.
Yep. Paying cash is probably the best idea.
Yeah, I think you got this one right, AJ.
It's crazy, you know, now they're coming out with these wireless skimmers and everything, so, you know, they don't even need to, you know, really pop the door open.
Wow.
You know what bothers me about this? I mean, obviously that you got scammed or that people would do this, but the fact that the guy just closed it right back up, like, I wonder how many other people got hit.
He's probably involved.
Man, I was going to say, he's involved.
Sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, he gets a cut.
Yeah, who else put it there? Probably he did.
Yeah, he acts like nothing was happening.
Yep, he's part of the gang.
Yes.
Yep.
Moosh gang.
Mooch.
The Mooch gang.
Did you say mush?
I said mooch.
Oh.
Much.
Much.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Glad you got your money back, but what a pain in the ass.
Seriously.
7 months later.
Yep.
Ugh. I think I was going to Yankee Stadium or coming out. I think going. And yeah, New York is a hot spot for being scammed.
Especially sports tickets.
And there was one of these guys, you know, there's always people like looking for money.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, give me money because I'm poor.
So I do on weekends.
Or maybe someone's playing a guitar.
What? Yeah.
This guy was selling CDs.
Oh.
So, like, he's like, hey, I produce CDs. I'm an artist. Can you help me out? And I'm like, I think that's cool.
Yes.
That's cool.
Look at you working
he's
so
like,
hard.
$10 or I'm like, here's 20. Good for you for doing work.
Them. Yes.
I paid $20 for a blank CD.
Oops. Well, he said he was selling CDs. He didn't say there was anything on it.
No, he told me there was music on it.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was in his head.
Like, wow. If you look at what a container of blank CDs were.
Right.
And $20 or $10 for all each
25
one.
25 of them for
well,
like
the good
$7.
Thing is, if you look at a CD, you see a reflection. You say, what a dumbass I was.
These people are so...
They're innovative.
They're innovative. Can't they apply that to a real job?
I'll say, use your brains for good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Matt and Danbury.
Kind of an opposite story, but it kind of goes with Ticketmaster. I purchased some, maybe it was stuff.
Are you wrestling a giant fly?
I sound like a hog.
No, well, call me a pig.
Okay. No, in the background, not you.
Something is oinking or something.
In the background, yeah. Do you have a sinus infection?
Go ahead.
I did have laryngitis for 2 months.
Oh, there you go, see?
So I purchased some Giants tickets on StubHub, and everything went just fine with the tickets, no problem. The next week, the next home game, I got an email with 2 more tickets, same seat for the next game, and I didn't even purchase them. And they were – I went through everything. I checked with whatever it may be. I guess someone on the other end made a mistake and sent me 2 real live tickets.
Okay, so you weren't scammed. You were – it was the other way.
You got bumped up.
Yeah.
You made out.
You got unmooshed.
I made out. And it was straight from StubHub. It was as legitimate as you could get, and it was, you know, it worked out in my favor. So, I mean, sometimes it happens the other way around.
Sometimes the good guy wins. Sometimes I love it.
You scammed them.
Yeah. Unintentionally.
No, of course.
That's great. Thank you, Matt. Andrew the mechanic says this is his last appearance talking about his love life.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Any particular reason for that, Andrew?
Yeah, I've probably come to the conclusion that I'm probably going to work on myself as a person versus, you know, trying to go out and look for someone, you know?
Yeah.
A little rebuild.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a mechanic would do, yes.
Hmm.
I would urge you to keep trying.
You're going to tear yourself down and rebuild yourself.
Just be honest about what you're looking for. It doesn't have to be someone to fill all of that for you, you know?
Keep in mind, this is Phil talking.
But a lot of times you go through life saying, when I get better or when I get this, I can enjoy life.
Yes.
It's like you can enjoy it now while you go through the process of making yourself a better person. Life is a journey to become better. You're never going to get to a point where it's like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah.
Now I can go out.
Right. I'm a perfect person now at age 29. I can go out there.
You're never going to be perfect.
What if you start thinking that way?
But whatever. Like, who would want to listen to us when it comes to love life stuff anyway?
Yeah, so. We're the last place to go.
All right, Andrew, we're putting you on with Kimmy. Kimmy, Andrew, Andrew, Kimmy. Kimmy is a dating expert. Hello.
Yes,
Kimmy Seltzer, everybody.
Hello, Andrew. First of all, I just want to congratulate you for taking action and actually putting up a profile and talking to a woman. So I want to like start with the positive.
Thank you. I tried.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know that it didn't work out. And she didn't show up, but I also want to talk about, because I got your profile, and I do have some tips for you. And actually, the guys are spot on when it comes to the stuff, is that you don't have to shut down your social life or talking with women in order to work on yourself. In fact, that's part of the process, but maybe thinking about it a different way. And I love the fact that you even want to work on yourself. I think that's a great place to start.
Yeah, at least
but
once a day.
Building a plan around that. What?
That's not what she's talking about.
Wrong working yourself. Sorry about that.
Pay no attention to him, Kimmy.
Yeah, most folks don't.
Well, let me start by, like, how are you feeling about what happened, and just is there any questions that you have?
Just so we can update anyone who wasn't here for the first two or three parts, Andrew, 23-year-old mechanic, girlfriend cheated on him in high school, been kind of dating here and there with some girls, but really not too much, nothing serious.
Yeah.
We told him, hey, put up a dating profile, you know, because we know what we're doing.
Yeah. We talk a lot.
So he did.
We talk
a lot. The first person he matched with, he went out on a date with. She never showed up.
Wow.
So that's where we are now.
Yeah.
But, Andrew, can you imagine if everybody stopped dating if they had one bad experience?
Right.
Yeah. That's a good point, but, I mean, there's been multiple bad experiences.
Okay.
And anyway, but Ruth and I were talking this morning, and she made a good point. She said sometimes, what did she say? It was something along the lines of, and quote me if I'm wrong, Ruth. She said something along the lines of, like, sometimes you have to, like, stop looking to truly find what you find or something like that. Sometimes you have to, like.
Yeah, it's when you're not looking.
Oh, would you read that off a calendar or something?
Was that a lyric to a song?
The self-help calendar. Today's page.
Everyone says one door closes for a reason.
No, you always find what you're looking for.
When you're not looking.
When you're not looking.
This is true, like my car keys.
That's what it was.
Yep. There they are.
Yep.
So it's the last thing you find.
Hey, take them out.
Because you don't keep looking.
Maybe taking that a little too literally. I just don't expect every date to be the one, I think is what that means. I think you still got to get out there and date people.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
He's like, or I could just work and make money.
You know what? It's a drag for him is that he finally gets talked into doing it, and this is his first experience.
I feel bad for
him. It just confirms everything he thought, why he wasn't out there to begin with.
Right.
Women suck.
Right.
Like that one in the one I cared about my whole life cheated on me with my friend. Everyone else since then has sucked, and this one sucks. I was right. I'm gonna sit on the bench.
Right.
You're due a good date. Like, that's why I don't want you to stop.
I'm gonna have
a good one.
And my hands will be as dirty as I want.
Well, yeah, and that is kind of the problem, is that there's something called negative bias, and that sometimes when there's fear and you're thinking about things negatively, you'll actually go in and create situations that end up negative to make yourself true. And even looking at your profile, Andrew, like, there's so much negativity, and just, like, it kind of
really?
And reflects, yeah.
Can you read it to us? Like, what was negative?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so I thought you guys saw it. Andrew, do you want to read your profile?
Go ahead. I'm an open book. Go ahead.
Open book.
All right.
Nice.
Okay. So
I love Andrew,
I'll
by the way.
Read it out. I know. Andrew is so awesome. Like, I love that he's open to all of us, and that's why I have hope for you. Okay.
This is how we all learn.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't learn.
Yes. Okay.
We know.
Established.
You don't.
Established.
Congratulations.
And I've been living that way. Good.
Goal.
I made it this far.
All right. You want to hear the profile? Okay, it says, I like long walks on the beach with my girlfriend until the highness wears off and I realize I'm just dragging a stolen mannequin around a Wendy's parking lot.
Oh, that's right. I remember this now.
Yeah, right. Sorry, go ahead.
If you're looking for someone with common sense, patience, and intelligence, keep looking. If you're looking for a bad boy, look no further. I'm bad at everything.
I kind of like it because to me it sounds like
funny.
A joke.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
And what app that was posted on? I feel like that's totally valid. We're talking about Tinder here.
And I love Wendy. And I love Wendy's.
It's not like this is Christian Mingle, you know? Like, and that app, I wouldn't try that.
Right. Yes. I love our Lord and the will too. Yes. Right. I'll make you see God. No.
I bet you get a lot of matches on Christian Mingle.
No, it does not.
They're looking for bad boys.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing.
To convert them. Yes.
You're wanting to convert these into dates. And if you're, like, being sarcastic and negative, then you're going to kind of attract that, even on Tinder, you know. And so you're kind of setting yourself up. And I would also try another app. Like, you could do two different apps. The other thing is your pictures. Your pictures, you know, like I love the one with the dog. He has a cute one with him and his dog, and you have some active ones, like you on the motorcycle.
I haven't seen the pictures. I don't know what he looks like. Yeah. Ruth, can you send something over, please?
Yeah. It's really good to see. He has no full body shot, so I don't see, like, you know, even women want to see your full body, and you're kind of covering up, like you're covering up yourself with the dog.
Are you heavy?
Your helmet.
Are you heavy, Andrew?
No, I'm like 135 wet.
Jeez, that's great.
Like a human noodle.
Yeah. Yeah, like you're a good-looking guy. It's like it's hard to see you. And I think you're just not marketing yourself in a way that, like, a woman could really see you and what you deserve. So I would, you know, like even in your profile, just talk about really who you are and what you have to offer, what you like to do rather than what you're not. And I think that's just energetically, that's going to be different because you're already in that negative state and your profile is that way. So going back to what the guys were saying, what you're saying, I think it is good to work on yourself, but you don't have to think of it as now I'm going to work on myself and then I'm going to date. Like, you can be social, get out there, build your dating confidence and skills through experience. And that is going to help you.
Definitely.
Yep. I missed that. What? Sorry.
Keep dating.
Wow.
Keep dating.
Okay, and now you boil it down.
I would build your social life too. Like, Andrew, what do you have, like, going on where you're putting yourself in situations to meet women besides, like, doing the app and the motorcycle and your job?
Well, he called here for one. So.
Yeah. I mean,
really,
that's
nothing.
Really nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would definitely, like, maybe take some classes, maybe go to some meetups, you know, just to practice.
Boring.
No, you go to the supermarket and you ask someone, how do you make this? And they tell you.
Really?
Yeah. Just any kind that he can flirt.
Which one of these meats are good? I've never made this before. What do you recommend?
You know, it's not awful.
No. They have a common interest, you know, and she knows you want to learn how to cook.
Then her husband comes out of an aisle with a spaghetti sauce jar and hits you in the face with it.
Yeah, just watch. Study a subject first, then zero in.
AJ's into a little light stalking first.
Exactly,
that's all.
Right. Just friendly stalking.
Aisle to aisle,
friendly
that's
stalking.
All.
You're not hiding behind bushes anymore. You think?
Yeah, anyway.
Andrew, what do you think of that?
What you said.
I mean, I don't know.
You know,
I mean,
what
it's
it
not
is?
Like I'm going to hide from it, but
yeah. I have met a lot of people who come into the building and they'd like to be on the air, and I tell them everything they need to do to get on the air, and then I'll see them and I'll say, "Hey, did you do that?" "Oh no, I'm going to do that."
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Then you don't want to be enough to actually do it. So when you really want a date, I'll bet you. You'll have dates.
Go from gunner to
nuts.
Yes.
But you don't want it now. Because if you wanted it, you would pay the cost of admission.
You want a common interest, just meet someone at, like, a bike meet.
Yeah.
The thought?
That's yeah.
You can talk bikes, one thing leads to another.
Yeah. You're fine. You don't need us.
Yeah, you don't.
You'll know. When you want to get in.
I have a person.
Yeah, that was your first move right there. You don't need
you
us.
You screwed up. You trusted us.
No, you guys have good advice, though.
I mean, really?
All right, Kimmy, I got to roll. I want to link up your site because, you know, a lot of people find themselves in the same situation. They're just like, how do I break out of this pattern? KimmySeltzer.com. We're linked up on the radio station website. Andrew, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
Maybe not about your love life, but other topics.
We'll talk about bikes.
Yeah, we'll talk about
call
bikes.
Call me anytime, guys.
All awesome. Right.
Thank you, brothers.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.